Proclamation number 4787 of 24th of November, 1949. Thought activity. Spiritual emanations. A short hint, a slight doubt, is enough for the one thirsting for truth to pursue the truth, and he will never remain without success. His thoughts are picked up by the beings of light and an answer is radiated back, which the human being regards as his own thought material and pursues. This thought activity is the actual living in the human being. It is the activity which is also continued in the spiritual kingdom. It is the actual function of the soul which now moves through it either on earth or in the spiritual kingdom, depending on the aim to which it turns its function. Thus corresponding to the direction the human being gives to his thoughts. If the human being desires truth, then his thoughts circle far away from earth because he feels that truth is not to be sought on earth but outside of earth. Every doubt now settles in the heart and is now the object of his thinking. If the human being's thoughts are now turned towards earthly problems, the same process certainly takes place at the thought waves, which are spiritual emanations, approach the human being, yet they then emanate from spiritual forces which are very close to earth. Thus they are still so connected to earth and matter that they want to communicate their thoughts, thought, to people. Now these thoughts are often subject to error because they are imperfect beings which stay closed to earth and absolute truth cannot be expected from them, which is why earthly knowledge can again and again trigger doubts and give rise to constant research and mental activity. But if a person's thoughts concern the knowledge of eternal truth, if they therefore wander into areas which are not connected to matter in the earthly kingdom, then those forces which are above matter will also intervene. Thus spiritual beings which have entered the kingdom of light, where every being is in fullest realization, thus what it communicates to the human being also corresponds to fullest truth. Then their emanations touch the human being's heart. They are processed by the physical organs of intellect and felt by the human being as his own thought result. But a thinking person has to ask himself where the thought material comes from, because everything has to have an origin, but the human being himself is not able to let something arise from nothing. Therefore a spiritual substance must be present which condenses, thus takes on some form. And such a form is the thought, which is explained as originating from the human being himself. But it is spiritual strength which requires a source of strength, a source. The source is God himself, the bearer is the beings which have become perfection, which constantly draw strength from God and also radiate it for their own happiness. The radiation of thoughts is the actual activity of the beings of the kingdom of light, for it signifies the illumination of that which is lightless, thus devoid of all knowledge. The fact that the human being opens himself to these emanations through thought is unknown to him, yet he places himself under the influence of these spiritual forces. But through the direction of his thoughts and his will he determines himself which forces approach him. However, a digression of thoughts into the spiritual kingdom, thus the will to fathom knowledge which lies outside of earth, is always of greatest blessing, for it earns him the support of beings which stand in truth and can lead him to the light. Amen.